This is EV Quest's new shorts, highlighting recent EV news headlines from New Zealand, Australia, and around the rest of the world. In this episode, I'm again saying g'day to Riz Actor from Car Loop, based in Melbourne, Australia. Hello, Riz.
Hey, Adrian, good to be on. We've got a lot to chat about, including affordable EVs and a lot more.
Yes, affordable EVs, that's what people want. Maybe we'll just start, actually, we'll start with an expensive one. Just coming into New Zealand, trying to lift the New Zealand malaise of sales depression, the Ioniq 5N has arrived. The high-performance Ioniq. I'm a fan of the standard Ioniq. And I think we both saw the Ioniq 5 at the...
Everything Electric?
Yeah. Had a look at that. So that's in price from around $135,000. It's got the N badge like the i20 and the i30. Basically, it goes very, very fast. And that's probably it in a nutshell. But it looks good.
Yeah, it seems to be getting quite a bit of attention, you know, with sports car people and, you know, even some of the petrol sports car people are now starting to look at EVs. So if nothing else, it's a bit of a head turner. So yeah, let's see how many they actually sell. But 130 plus thousand New Zealand dollars, they will not find many buyers.
Keeping it positive from the start. We'll go to something a little bit cheaper and also new. Then we'll see how you like this. The Emoda brand has just released in both New Zealand and Australia. Starting price in New Zealand is from $48,000. Expected potential range of 430 kilometers per charge, subject to being checked out, which could be around 40,000, which would be about 40,000 Australian dollars.
I mean, that's what they're aiming for, potentially in the low 40s. When the MG ZS was announced many years ago, about 3 years ago, 4 years ago now, it was sort of priced around that much. When the BYD Atto 3 launched, it was 44,000. Plus on roads. So yeah, this should be quite interesting to see. I did get a sneak peek off the Omoda a couple of weeks ago in Sydney, and it looks good. It's very similar to the ICE platform on the inside. Reminds me a bit of the Hyundai Kia Group's dual screen type of a setup. But that was a pre-production model. And at that price point, it will find a couple of buyers, I think. It's that's what we need. Few SUVs that are affordable that people can buy with good range.
It's built based on the ICE platform, but the front looks very different to the ICE version of the car, doesn't it?
I think it looks
better depending how you how you judge style. But so that's something to look forward to. Also something to look forward to in New Zealand. If you're a Kia fan, the Kia EV5 Roadshow continues on. That Kia is going to each
dealer
is the word I'm looking for. I can only think shop dealer. Retail. In New Zealand, and I'll be checking it out in Rotorua on the where's my piece of paper Rotorua I'll be checking out it there on the 24th of the 4th. So I mean, if you're around the area in Rotorua, say hello. So it's going through the whole country. A little bit later, it hits the South Island. South Island dealerships from the 20th of the 5th.
So that's coming from China for, I think, Australia and New Zealand, which would mean that there'll be no shortage of supply.
Which is a good thing. What's happening in Australia then, Riz? Anything?
A couple of things going on at the moment. We've obviously got the fuel emission standards is still going through the whole legislation bit. And I don't think it will come into action till early next year, but it seems quite buoyant. Lots of people still buying Teslas, and you know, surprisingly, some of the newer, larger models like the Kia EV9, they've been selling all right given their price point and stuff. So, actually, going back to New Zealand, what's this new brand you've got there? It's sort of a SsangYong.
Yeah, it's a rebrand, isn't it, of the SsangYong brand? Because I didn't know what it was. Then I saw a few people showing off the cars. But is it SsangYong? It's a rebrand of that, apparently. Because So I was going, which, what's this new brand?
Yeah, and it's got, I think it's using the BYD Blade battery. So, yeah, I guess there's more ops. There's still quite a few more options in New Zealand than there are in Australia. But, you know, new models are likely to launch, like the Omoda that we spoke about, and hopefully a whole lot of newer brands like Zeekr that will enter the market, potentially XPeng. So all those activities are happening in the background here in Australia, Adrian. I'm sure New Zealand, probably the same thing's happening as well.
And speaking of BYD, they've got a new Blade battery on the way. The Blade battery, which is used by several car brands, sort of the, would you say gold standard? I'm not sure if, would that be the correct, like a gold standard of batteries?
Affordable EVs.
Of affordable EV batteries, very popular. And they're looking to improve the distance, lower the price, lower the size. So that's something coming out. Is that soon coming out soon, Riz?
Yeah, I think later this year.
And let's just get to our usual Tesla rumors and facts segments. I should have a sound effect for that. Tesla rumors and facts. So maybe I'll put in a sound effect. Tesla rumors and facts. So it looks like the robo taxi is a go.
Yeah,
we can say that, can't we?
Yeah, I think so. Almighty Elon Musk has said that 8th of August is when we'll find out a bit more about it, which is likely to be probably 9th of August here in Australia and New Zealand. So we'll find out what that sort of means. And then also, what does it mean for the actual, you know, the smaller, more affordable Tesla? Is it on the same platform? Is the affordable Tesla completely shelved? Lots of rumors flying about, but yeah, we will get to see it.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything else recently in the last couple of days about the Tesla Model 2. If it's, you know, what you just said about, is it being made or is it being canned or is it just a robo-taxi? So we'll, I'm sure there'll be more rumors and speculation soon, though.
Yeah, sticking to Tesla very quickly. Surprisingly, they've launched a new version of the already popular Model Y. Model Y, rear-wheel drive long range. In Europe, certain countries, it sounds like it's the countries that get their supply from Germany. They, as in the Tesla German factory, are going to be, can now order a rear-wheel drive, single-motor, long-range car that delivers, get this, up to 600 kilometers of WLTP range.
Wow. That's impressive.
So, yeah, interesting times ahead.
How are they doing that? Is it just a few tweaks and a bit of...
Tesla magic. There's a bit of speculation, but Germany was already making Model Ys, the single motor ones with the BYD battery. I suspect they've, instead of having a 60 kilowatt hour BYD battery in the rear wheel drive model cars, they also now have a 70 kilowatt hour battery in them, which bumps that range up from 514 or whatever it is to 600 kilometers, which is, those people that are worried about range, that's very impressive. We may or may not see it.
And finishing on a positive, Riz, so what have you got? Positive?
Well, lots of positive things going on. I think the sales are going to be pretty impressive again here in April. There is new brands in terms of, I mentioned XPeng is also likely to be launching in our markets before the end of the year. So a lot more affordable, they may or may not be affordable, but a lot more EV options coming into the market, which is only a good thing for us, Adrian.
Okay, we'll leave it with that point. More cars, more variety, price subject to maybe not going lower, but a little bit lower.
Well, plenty more Tesla killers on the way.
Tesla killers are on the way, and we will be reviewing them here on your home of Tesla rumors and speculation and fact, EV Quest Podcast, News Shorts. Thanks, Riz.
Thanks, Adrian. Catch everyone on the next one.